Right, so my name is William. I'm a technical evangelist on the DevOps stuff at Microsoft. And today I'm with JJ.
Hi, I'm JJ Asgar. I am a senior partner engineer. So yeah.
At Chef.
Yeah,
that's kind of important to mention.
Thank you.
So you were talking to me a little bit earlier about a project you're starting to have a cookbook with .NET, right?
Yes, so we have a product out there called Delivery, which is a CDCA pipeline, and we are trying to create a good baseline delivery cookbook, which is the way you would use delivery in their workflow for specifically .NET.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I come from the Linux background and the Rails background specifically, so I know how to use linting with like RubuCop and RSpec for testing.
Yeah.
And just dipping my toe into the .NET world has been daunting, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah. Like different ecosystem and different stuff, so
exactly.
Everything's changed from one to the other.
It's true. Yeah. It is surprisingly complex. And so I would love to spend some time with you about what a general workflow of this would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to work together on that.
Yeah.
But just to get a little bit of context for someone who doesn't really know Chef, what will this cookbook allow a .NET developer to do?
Okay, so a cookbook is a artifact that allows you to deploy either infrastructure or an application. So if you use this specific cookbook, you would be able to use NuGet underneath it to be able to pull down the dependencies that you need, and then actually calls out to Visual Studio Community Edition?
Yeah, they don't really have any difference, but just it's the free version, but
okay, cool.
They behave the same as the normal Visual Studio, so.
Oh, nice.
Should work with any version, actually.
Perfect. But yeah, then it goes ahead and compiles it and gives you out the exe at the end. And it's a very straightforward cookbook, which is awesome. And we've even started leveraging some of the delivery sugar on top of it. So it can be transferable to other projects. So hopefully this would be a good little template to be able to show other .NET developers how to leverage Chef to make their life a little bit more delightful.
Yeah. So I use Chef a little bit, and it's really awesome, especially if you're using the open source technologies, because like everything is there, you have a ton of samples, you have a lot of stuff. It's really, really cool, and nice community. And what about the more Microsoft environment? Do you have a lot of .NET samples, or is this really the start of something that you're going to do?
No, we have significant amounts of as I stumble on my own words here, we have a lot of different examples to control anything from DSC and PowerShell and be able to actually run that inside of the Chef run. Also, we have integrations with Azure, Hyper-V, anything above Windows 28,
I think.
2003.
2003, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going back a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So we work on any, and it's just a simple little binary install that does its job, and it compiles. And we also have something out there called Test Kitchen that allows you to run integration tests on and unit tests on Hyper-V, Azure, or even on your local box using Vagrant to spin up a Windows 10 box or whatever to make sure it shows up how you expect it to.
Okay, really cool.
Yeah, it's amazingly powerful, but the challenge is you just got to find the right path.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, these types of conversations are the most important to have.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh yeah, we totally went down this way, but we just didn't know who to tell who we went down this way. So it's exciting.
And Chef, well, it's awesome, but like any powerful tool, it's also a little bit complex to get into Chef, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff to know about. And what's your opinion on if you're a developer and you want to go do some Chef?
Sure.
What's the path? How can you do that? Because it's more targeted to ops, right? Initially?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the camp personally that even an operator is a developer, they just don't realize it.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole argument that a developer or an operator now doesn't write code, that's a blatant lie. You know you've written a script to do something, so you don't have to do it over and over again.
Yeah, and you're working on DevOps, so the idea is naturally.
Exactly. So, like, I don't believe that you can't just say you're an operator is not a developer. But if you're just trying to get bootstrapped, if you're just trying to learn Chef, we have learn.chef.io, which is done in 15-minute chunks, so you can do it over your lunch break and still learn something, and then come back over a few days. So it's like a total of an hour and a half-ish.
Yeah.
But you learn chef while doing chef while writing chef.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And it's really, really well done. And the beauty of it is, too, we give you a VM, a Windows VM or a Linux VM, whatever you decide to learn how to do this, and actually in a controlled environment, become proficient enough and confident with chef enough to be able to be successful.
Okay. What would you say is the typical, I'll say that, time span, to get proficient with chef? Is it something really quick in European, or does it take really a lot of time to learn that?
So I'm going to go out of the on a limb here and say to become proficient is pretty, like to understand the ecosystem is the first step. As soon as you understand the ecosystem and be able to control the, just to be able to grasp all the different challenges that it is. It's like with any new technology,
yeah.
Right? You have a learning curve. But to be, to quote John Cowie, who wrote the book Customizing Chef from O'Reilly, it's an amazing book. The chef learning curve is like this. It's a very much a step,
yeah.
Right? And you constantly get deeper and deeper and deeper. I guess you get the point.
Yeah.
You'll find yourself getting to the point where you're just so confident and so amazing, you want to go to that next level. But you can still just start at the very beginning and control something very simple. Where a good example inside of the Linux world, everyone needs users. Everyone needs to be able to put out SSH keys. That's usually when someone's just coming to Chef with me and talking about it. It's like, well, write a simple recipe that controls a user and an SSH key. And you'll see and understand how powerful Chef is there. Because all of a sudden, you just change that SSH key and that user, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, I need to be able to, you know, change little variables around and things like that. And it just grows from there, and you learn how powerful it is. I haven't found a good Microsoft example, so maybe that's something else we can
work
back
on that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just to have that conversation, because there is got to be something in the Microsoft world that every single operator and developer needs
doing
to do
all the time. Yeah.
Exactly, that we could just be like, well, here's a simple example to go down that path.
No, there sure is, and we work on that.
Awesome.
And I would say also, so Chef is working with Cookbook in Ruby, right?
Yep.
And some people, you know, might think that, oh, it's Ruby, I don't know Ruby, it's kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
And some other companies use YAML, for example. What would you say is the advantage of using Ruby, and how, you know, do they need to be afraid of Ruby?
No, not at all. So the beauty of Ruby is that with Ruby, you have built-in testing. You have RSpec already built in. You can actually do unit tests with something called ChefSpec, which is just a sugar on top of RSpec that allows you to, second-wise, we're talking like less than 10 seconds, converge your whole cookbook to make sure that you're not going completely off the rails. Which, if you imagine that with anything else that uses YAML or not something as testable as Ruby, that type of iteration is unbelievably powerful, and it allows you just to be able to churn through the things you need to
get more control on what you want to do. Yeah.
Exactly, and the confidence, and that moment that you can go to your boss and say, "Hey, I've put this cookbook through our pipeline. It's been tested up to every single point, and it's going to be pushed out to." Production, and we've passed our integration tests and unit tests, that level of confidence to show and to look in your boss's eye and say, it works. And you can say, I will put my job, like my confidence in this is so high that I've done this in the past, or I put my confidence down saying, I will quit if this fails, because I saw how powerful this was. And he's like, I'll take that challenge. And I pushed it out. And it worked. And he became a believer there. Because he was like, JJ, you had that much confidence in this. I'm like, yes. I tested it all the way through unit tests. I tested through the integration tests with Test Kitchen. I pushed it out to a staging environment where I actually saw everything work. I pulled the trigger and it worked.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll admit it. It didn't happen overnight.
No,
you know,
sure.
Because you've got to, like with all new technologies, you got to go through the learning phase and learning process. But as soon as... So awesome. Sorry, okay. Just going back in my head there.
No, at least you're passionate about your topic, so that's great.
Yeah.
That's like engaging.
Yeah. But we have ChefConf coming up really soon here,
yeah.
Where we're going to be making some really awesome announcements. And
cool.
It's July 7th? maybe.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Check online.
But no, there's going to be some really awesome things. It's in Austin, Texas, my hometown, and we're gonna have a lot of fun there, and there's gonna be a lot of really awesome announcements. And check it out.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you very much, DJ.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.